Right, this is Sunday, December 23rd, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is just entitled 2019. 2019 will be a year like you have never seen, the year of witty inventions and naughty problems solved. Biblical numerology of number 9 is the finality or the judgment. It is also used to define the perfect movement of God. Amos 5:24, but let justice or judgment in the King James run down like waters, and righteousness is a mighty and ever-flowing stream. So I think that kind of hits both. This will be the year of the release of witty inventions that have been suppressed for decades. My wisdom that was released but has been suppressed, stolen property of my church that Satan took and used to make money on. Wicked men have become rich on. You know them as the elite. The church fell asleep and Satan has wasted no time. But the virgins have awakened and trimmed their lamps. I will show you how to bind the strong man and strip him of all his goods. I have given all the resources of the earth to my church. Take it back. I will give you the strategies to take it back. Stolen property returned to accomplish my plan, my commission. Now we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. The first one is Daniel chapter 5. Going to be verse 12. Because an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding to interpret dreams, clarify riddles, and solve knotty problems were found in this same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. So God gave Daniel wisdom in those areas to solve knotty problems. Okay, now Proverbs 8. Verse 12. It doesn't say it in the Amplified, but the King James says, I will dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. These technologies and inventions came from me. Satan is the thief, and my church must bind him. Take it all back. Okay, Mark 3, 27. But no one can go into a strong man's house and ransack his household goods right and left and seize them as plunder, unless he first binds a strong man, then indeed he may plunder his house. This is what's going on with this executive order that President Trump had last January 2017 concerning human trafficking and those involved seizing all their assets. This is worldwide. This is going on right now. Satan has stolen it. You can put any person in that place, but the influence that caused the stealing of, you know, the rightful property is the devil. Okay, these are the keys to the kingdom, binding the straw man in Matthew 18, which we read earlier. I'm utilizing this because one day the Lord spoke to me because I was upset about, I think it had to do with the TV station and my messing up my programs, and the Lord said, put your angels to work. Bind them, loose them, do whatever you want done. Quit calling out to me. I've given you authority. Okay. I think I'll do what you said, Lord. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. See, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Whatever is forbidden in heaven and whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Okay? Without keys, you can't lock or unlock your doors to enter your house. Makes sense? Or drive your car. You would be locked out and homeless. Without keys, you can't drive your car. You would be locked out and afoot. The church has been locked out and afoot. homeless and afoot. My church has been afoot and homeless. Satan has stolen them blind. They are sick, broken, useless. Teach them how to get it all back. Show them that they are not sick or broke or useless, but mighty. Mighty and overcoming. Now, see, this is where when we have people come to us as we go about our business, we've got to put them in a place to where we put the responsibility on them. You have the ability and power to change your situation. Don't come to me to pray it off of you. You have that authority just as much as I have that authority to do that. In fact, in your house, you have more authority than I do. Put the liar and the thief under your feet where he belongs and keep him there. Take all the resources of this earth that I made for my man in the earth in Genesis. Now let's look at Genesis 1. 26. God said, let us make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority. So how are we in God's image? Authority. God said, light be. We've been made in his image. Okay, light be. Let me read that again. God said, make mankind in our image after our likeness and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast, and over all the earth and over everything that creeps upon the earth. Think about this. You know, I watch a lot of the game warden shows. And this world system has got this world under such control that you can't already kill a thing or catch a fish, that if it's a quarter of an inch too short, you get a fine. That shouldn't be. I'm not against laws because I know there's people that abuse that privilege, but the thing is, God didn't mean for all of them to control everything. He gave his man control over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And he blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. That means take dominion over it. If we'd have been doing this, it'd have never got a hold of it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Then he talks about the plants of the field. None of it needs to be under government control. These unjust laws, we can change them. We have the authority to do so. That's what the Lord's saying. I'm going to give you the strategies and things to say, to bind and loose, to change them. If you get a few believers start doing this. Okay. My church has full control. Your keys give you the power over your house, your car, and the earth. You are in charge. You call the shots. Get busy. Stop being victims of Satan's lies. Moping around the house. Well, I got a shifted. So what? Expect them. You're probably going to have some. If you're going against the grain, you're going the kingdom way, the devil will try to deter you. But he'll soon learn that it's not going to do him any good, and he'll go on down the road and bug somebody else. There's plenty that'll let him right in the door. Like Fred Price used to say, here the UPS man comes to the door and he has a box of snakes. It says snakes, warning on the package. The people bring it into their house. They open the stupid thing. Snakes are all over their house, so they call me to come get the snakes out of the house. Okay. Occupy, fill the earth using all its vast resources until I come. You know, he gave man, it says in Genesis chapter 1, all the resources that he gave to man. The earth is filled with all the riches. It's not going to fall like pennies from heaven. It says, give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Everything you need is in the earth. Luke 10:19, I've given you power to govern and control. You make the call. You have it all. Don't be deceived. Only believe. Don't believe the illusion, for it only brings confusion. My word lets you know the facts so you won't be swayed when you are under attack. You've been given full power and complete control. You're a victor and not a victim. Satan is a scammer. Don't be fooled. Set your face like flint, unmovable, and push on through. You are a warrior with a full provision. Call it forth out of the earth. It has been given as your supply, a well that will never run dry. Take it back in Jesus' name. It is a divine supply. Now you know why I had him read that song. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, Behold, I've given you, or it didn't say behold, it says, I have given you power to get wealth, that you may establish my covenant. Okay, the word of God is our final authority. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. It's the same story, but it has three witnesses. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. First one is Matthew 19. All this world system has done is gotten control of you when God says you're the one that's in control. That's what the devil's done. He's used this system and he's used men to take control of us. They want to tell us everything that we do, when to go to bed, when to get up. Was that Egypt? Pharaoh said when they went to bed, when they went to work, what they ate, when they ate. It's called socialism. Okay, Matthew 19:16. And behold, there came a man up to him saying, Teacher, what excellent and perfectly and essentially good deed must I do to possess eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about the perfectly and essentially good? There's only one who is good. If you would enter into life, you must continually keep the commandments. He said to him, What sort of commandments? And Jesus answered, You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your enemy as yourself. The young man said, I have observed all these from my youth. What still do I lack? Jesus answered him, If you would be perfect, that is, have that spiritual maturity which accompanies self-sacrificing character, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven, and come be my disciple and follow me. But when the young man heard this, he went away grieved and much distressed, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, Truly I say to you, it will be difficult for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go into the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples heard this, they were utterly puzzled, astonished, bewildered, saying, Who then can be saved from eternal death? And Jesus looked at them and said, With men this is impossible, but all things are possible with God. So the rich young ruler, he couldn't let go of his stuff. He didn't have any understanding as to why God would require that of him. Well, you can see this account in Mark 10. In Luke 18, but Zechariah 4:6 says, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. See, God just wanted him, or the Lord just wanted him, to let loose of what he had. Let him, God say, okay, you give it to the poor. I'm instructing you, the money that you have, give to the poor. And so, as a result of you doing that, you've laid up treasure as far as your heavenly account. And he could have drawn upon it. That's how it works. He wasn't saying, well, you can't have it. See, people have taken that and preached that as a Christian, you have to be poor. You know, it's that's why they come against what they call the prosperity preachers, which there's no other gospel than the prosperity gospel. There's no other kind of gospel. But that's where that comes from, that we got to be poor. We can't have anything. That's not what he was saying. Television, movies, the internet was my technology to catch men. Satan has stolen it and caused my church to fall asleep under a delusion. I want you to take it back as well as other avenues I will show you. Yes, the seven mountains. I will give you the strategies needed to get it back. It all belongs to my church. I detest hearing my ministers on television and internet begging for provision. This was never meant to be. Bind the devil, claim what you need, call it forth and thank me, it is done. My church acts like the rich young ruler, so caught up with caring for themselves, they can't see how to simply follow my instructions. Put the kingdom business first, and then I will take care of your business. Many will be surprised when they get to heaven and realize that they never even touched the hem of my garment. I've said they have a full supply, but they say we be poor beggars. No, nothing against the lady before me on TV, but the last 4 weeks she's had a seminar begging for money. I've said that they have a full supply, but they say we be poor beggars. Isn't that begging? I mean, when they spend more time on the money than they do on the message, something wrong here. Why would the world want that? No power to do anything and total lack. They say they love me, but they keep not my commandments. Not just saying is enough, but action is required. Walk equals action by faith, not by sight. This is the way of the kingdom.